We're here on the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour in the Everglades Agricultural Area, watching some sugarcane being harvested. And with me, we're at U.S. Sugar. Could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yes, I'm Ken McDuffie.
Okay, Ken. Well, you were telling us, really, we're talking about precision harvesting here of sugarcane, how, you know, it wasn't really done 20 years ago. Tell us about what we saw out here about how you harvest your sugarcane.
Well, we harvest it with one mechanical harvester per row. Each one is geared with auto steer and trace extraction systems. They're harvesting about 50 tons an hour per machine. So that's roughly 1.1, 1.2 acres, depending on how much biomass is in the field. And each unit has five machines in it. So we're harvesting about 1,000 tons per machine per day. We run the machines 24 hours a day with two sets of employees. So one employee comes in at 4 in the morning, one at 4 in the afternoon, and we hot seat them is what we call it.
Well, tell me about the harvesters themselves, the equipment they use, and you talked about how you use JD Link and how you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, each machine is wired in with JD Link so we can see in engine health, RPMs at all times, fuel burn, again with auto steer. So we were able to conserve about 1 to 2 gallons per hour last year using monitoring systems on the engines from John Deere.
How has this really improved your efficiency in harvesting?
Well, each machine replaced about 40 to 50 people back in the hand cut days. And we're able to monitor the machine throughput per hour, which allows us to set the right number of tractors, right haul distance, right number of machines in each type of cane.
What could make it any better? What do you see as improvements down the road?
Having more base cutter height adjustments that are automatic in the field, autonomous operation of the equipment where the operator is just more or less in there to guide it more or less and not steer it and operate it, more as a safety feature than anything. I think more automation on the machines. More efficient engines, burning less fuel and less pollution.
And you were telling us, what kind of year is it right now?
Now, it's been an above average year so far, but we're early yet. Still 2 weeks in. Depending a lot on the weather. And then, you know, small things go a long way across 200,000 acres. So every little gallon of fuel, every reduction in herbicide, every proper placement of fertilizer, anything we can do in small increments across large acreage means a ton to somebody as big as we are. And the sugar industry, volume is the key. Volume is the key because we're very, very low margin, so we need volume and we need to do a lot of different things right. But weather plays a huge role in what we do. But other than that, it's a lot of little things.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.